Well, thanks very much, Bob. And today we're joined by Giants middle linebacker Mark Herzlich, who really has an opportunity to step up and be the starter this year after being a reserve and a special teams guy the first couple of years of your career. Mark, what is different for you this year? What happened during the offseason to better prepare you for this spot?
Well, you get a lot of responsibility with this opportunity, and really it's building confidence in your teammates and letting them look at you and say, okay, he knows everything. I can go to him for any questions I have, and that way we're on the field when there's chaos. We can bring it all together and play the right defense and be in line. And I think that's the biggest job and the biggest adjustment that I have to make for this year.
One of the things that I'm sure you're very appreciative of, you had Chase Blackburn to kind of, you know, tutor you a little bit while you were here the first couple of years. What's the biggest thing that he taught you?
Well, I think Chase taught me a lot about studying, a lot about learning. And, you know, it's been well documented that Chase is a very smart player. And played very poised. And then I think that's one of the things that he taught me. And getting in there and learning the plays, studying the right way, asking the right questions, so when you get on the field, there are no questions. You don't have to think at all.
You know, when you're instinctive as a player, one of the things that happens usually is that you become more vocal. And I understand that that's something you've kind of had to grow into as well. How do you do that when maybe that was not your original comfort zone when you came into the league?
Well, you know, I think one of my things when I came into the league, I didn't want to be seen, didn't want to be heard, just wanted to do the right things and make the right plays and let my actions on the field speak. And now, when you're the middle linebacker, you are the voice of the defense. You have to be vocal. And with that opportunity, you know, I'm naturally a pretty vocal person, and so it's okay. I can be very loud, and so I think that helps set the defenses.
And you and Dan Connor getting along pretty well?
Yeah, he's a great guy. We actually played high school ball against each other, so we're from the same area. Talk a lot about that.
Yeah, it's pretty good competition going on right now at middle linebacker. The run-stopping factor of this defense was not up to par last season. We all know that. What is it that you believe that you can not only bring physically to help that situation out, but also intangible-wise?
Well, I think that the physicality is something that we need to improve, especially at the linebacker position, and that's something that we're focusing on a lot. And we're putting shoulder pads on today, so we're going to hear some clicking. Obviously, everyone's going to try to stay healthy and be up, but I think that coming downhill, playing physical, getting blocks off the D linemen, letting everybody play at the same level, and that way we can stop the run, instead of hit the running back and let him get two or three extra yards, we stop him right at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage, and that's our goal.
Mark Herzlich, thanks for your time. Best of luck to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, Bob, let's send it back to you.